This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. By the way, shout out to one McCarron and Drew Lawyers for providing us the live stream. And if you're watching the live stream, you'll see me in my brand new Houston Dynamo jersey. I'm super excited for it. So appreciation of Houston Dynamo for fitting out your boy.
Mm-hmm.
In this
and your boy.
Well, I mean, you're not wearing it. I don't know how proud you are. I mean, I look proud.
I'm ready for a set piece.
I don't know. I don't believe in your ability to deliver on.
I can curve that ball, baby.
I don't think you can bend it like Beckham.
I can curve that ball.
I don't think you can bend it like Beckham. I really don't think you can.
Figgy goes, yo.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Let's go around the NFL, and we begin with the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. Today is Valentine's Day, and today is also parade day in Philadelphia. The kids is out of school per the proclamation from the mayor.
Every school district.
Yeah. They was like, look, man, we are going to make sure that nobody is going to miss this opportunity.
You think HISD and all the other schools do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. You have to.
For the Super Bowl specifically.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, knowing HISD, they'd be like, hey, you can wear your Texans gear.
Oh, brother. To school.
Everyone wear your Texans gear.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I'll be there.
Nah, I'll be in that parade. But yeah, they had the parade going, and various fun things happened to the parade. This did, though, make me harken back. I had a confession on Monday that honestly probably looks very stupid. Because I was like, I listened to the police scanner in the latter parts of that Super Bowl, and then maybe for like about an hour afterwards, it was pretty tame. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I just didn't listen long enough, because them people in Philadelphia got active in a way. It wasn't just climbing poles; it was breaking windows and turning cars over in the ways that you expect Philadelphia sports fans to maybe do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so I have to watch this parade then and see
what's going on.
Yeah. What time are they about to be on? And it seems like the only real thing that I've seen that has been a particular negative, and of course, it remains to be seen, but is that there were some fans yelling out at the float.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one of the trailer float, whatever it is.
Trying to shout out Cooper DeGene. Hey, Cooper DeGene.
Coop. And the guy on the trailer, Figgy, says, I'm Reed.
As in Reed Blankenship. The other one. What do I mean when I say the other one?
The other, you know what he means.
You know exactly what I mean. One of the exciting whites.
The other one. The other one. He literally said, Figgy, he pointed it at his chest. He goes, I'm Reed.
Oh. Poor Reed.
My bad. Our bad.
Because Reed was out there playing pretty well. There's the double fist in the beers as one could expect. Josh Sweat, by the way, who had a very good game and probably was... If it wasn't going to be Jalen Hurts winning MVP, Josh Sweat had a good opportunity and good resume to possibly be the MVP of that Super Bowl. He is wearing a nice fur coat, the same one that Chris Long wore
That's sweet.
In 2018 when they had their Super Bowl parade then. So, and yes, you're right. You're probably right, 281. Fort Bend would never when it came to canceling. Yeah, that's probably true.
You guys can wear your jersey that's if right. you want.
That's right.
Show your spirit.
That's right. Show, in honor of the Super Bowl. Yeah. No. But yes, I was like, hey, man, it seems like they are handling it very well, enjoying themselves. And, of course, Jalen Hurts being, I think the Jordan Brand has done a fantastic job. We played that commercial that they played immediately after the Super Bowl. That was really cool. That was like, you know, about people doubting him. He wore a shirt that said, love, comma, Hurts.
Love Hurts. How about CJ Gardner-Johnson?
What is he? I didn't even see what.
Okay,
CJ
so did. You know what the Roman numerals are for Super Bowl 59, right?
LIX?
LIX. He's wearing a sweatshirt that says Swifties can, and then
LIX.
LIX. You can imagine.
His privates, comes, is that where we're going?
What comes next?
Oh, his okay. privates.
I will show you the picture.
Yep, his privates. Yeah. They can LIX.
I saw a player, I think a player on the Eagles got a tattoo, Super Bowl tattoo.
They should.
It looked like it was a tattoo.
Somebody if you're going to get one.
It was somebody on the calf. Yeah, I can't remember who clean. It was, and it was the first one.
It looked super clean, too.
It sure did.
Who's going to wear the Jason Kelce... whatever that thing was that he wore when they won their last Super Bowl with the little... It's not wasn't a turban.
I feel like that is a Jason Kelce exclusive. I don't know that anybody else is picking that one up and running with it. But yeah, it seems like they are having a blast. It makes you even more so, one, want that to happen here. And then two, makes me wonder, like, who on this team, should they get it done? Who would be the most likely to do the shenanigans? Trademark. Right, like who? Yeah. Like obviously, there, we mentioned some of the people doing the shenanigans out there. I think it's Grant Calcaterra was out there double fist beers, or whatever. Like who is most likely to double fist beers on this Texas?
Dalton team? Schultz.
I don't know. Is he double fist beer guy?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because he's very reserved. He's gamer guy. He likes being chill. But
likes his new cars.
You think? Yes, he does. But you think when it's turn up time, is double fist beers like he's a Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I could absolutely see that. Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
It's funny because typically you go to like the trenches for them dudes, the big uglies as they are called affectionately. I don't know that any of the big uglies on this team are
Kate
like
Stover.
Oh, Kate, there we go.
Stover might.
It's Kate Stover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the answer.
He's from Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah,
man.
He is double fisted beers, chucking them in his face. Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
And he grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see anybody else. Yeah, I feel like there's other shenanigans afoot on this team, but that one in particular there, that's where you go there. All right, speaking of the Super Bowl, some other things that are happening around it. Apparently, Travis Kelce in the will he won't he on retirement has a deadline. And the Kansas City, the Kansas City Chiefs supposedly have put this deadline on him, according to The Athletic. They've given him a deadline, and that deadline is March 14th to decide whether or not he wants to retire. Now, what's the significance of that? March 12th is when the new league year is. Officially starts, and 15th, which would be a day after this deadline, is when he is owed $11.5 million as a roster bonus. So I think the idea is, hey man, if you're gonna retire, let us know so we don't have to mess up our, you know, so we can figure out salary cap ramifications. So we got a month, seemingly.
I'm gonna ask you a very weird question. How much do the Chiefs want him back?
I think they still want him. I think he's still like he matters a great deal. This year in particular, you saw still how that relationship between him and Patrick Mahomes matters a great deal.
Yeah, I think I would side with that.
Picking up third downs, you know, important situations. In fact, that was one of the things that was really tragic about the Super Bowl from the Kansas City Chiefs perspective, if you are inclined to view it that way, is that was that's their last ditch of if in break in case of a need in emergency.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of third downs where it was like, all right, throw it to Travis Kelce, and he didn't come through.
He wasn't there.
I think that's the part that was tough for him. I don't know that you willingly want to go into a season without that, even though you had that fail for you in the Super Bowl.
But they've also showed numerous times that they're willing to move on from game changing type players.
Yeah, that is fair. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how that goes. Apparently, at the very latest, we should know March 14th, March 15th, on whether or not he's deciding to retire. I don't think they were going to have a running tracker on that, but at the very least, then we'll know. How about this? I guess this is just going to be a full Super Bowl inspired around the NFL at this point, because we got NFL films kind of giving us behind the scenes type things from that game in particular. And one of the things, and I might have to go ahead and give Nick Sirianni. There's a lot of Knicks around here now, because I was about to say Kaylee. I almost said Casario. But Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles. I might have to give him a little bit of credit, because this is what it sounded like on the sideline as they were starting to run up the score, mm-hmm. and they thought maybe we could put the death knell on this thing.
Can we score? It's over. Yeah, I don't just call it. Just call it.
For the Eagles, it is first and 10.
Check.
And they take over in Chiefs territory at the 46-yard line. Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught.
And then that's Sirianni losing his you-know-what on the sideline.
Connor Barwin almost killed him. Connor Barwin gave him a chest bump that almost damn near knocked him down.
Which is understandable.
But the thing about that, and I would encourage...
Yeah, that's a deep shot to Devontae Smith that put it up 34-0 that really was just like, oh, you guys are not touching this. I think on the sideline, on the other sideline for the Chiefs, I can't remember who in particular was like, hey, coach, we can still come back. Patriots came back from 28-3. Well, at that point, it was 27-0. It's a little different when it's 34-0.
Yeah, and that was a cha-ching for yours truly as well when he caught that ball. But the NFL Films thing, I would encourage people to look at it. They're still the absolute best.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's not a competition. Like, the quality of the video. Like, they use those super high-def cameras, whatever
they are. 100%.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but... And just the music, and then they're mic'd up, and totally mic'd up, like not just contrived, like a training camp. Like, he literally said, "Just call it, you know, just call it. We win this game if we score here."
Yeah, so a lot of credit for money. Yeah. I have to give him that credit of, hey man, as a coach, setting the tone of like, no, we don't need to just, you don't need to get scared in this moment. No, go ahead and end that team. Kill over them. There.
Yeah,
put them out of their misery.
Stick a fork in them,
because they were indeed done. All right. Enough Super Bowl. Let's move away from that. Let's talk about the thing that the people care about, which is NFL Red Zone. That is maybe I don't know, if you were going to talk about within the larger product of football that the NFL sells, is there a particular product that has a better Q rating, if that's the right way to use it, mm-hmm. than NFL Red Zone?
Not for me.
I don't know that there's a single thing in football that they give you that they put towards the public that has a better I don't know, Yelp review or whatever, mm-hmm. like a better review or a better view of itself amongst the public. Yeah.
NBA League Pass not even close.
None of the other leagues have anything that lands in that same way. Well, Red Zone might have a different look, and they might mess around and mess this up, NFL, if they're not careful. NFL Network is having a little bit of a uncertainty with Scott Hansen, who is the man of NFL Red Zone. You know, the dude who was sitting up there, bathroom breaks be damned, for 8 hours of NFL football on a Sunday. He is in a little bit of a contract situation trying to figure out what he will do. He's been doing this since 2006, so a mainstay for a very long time. And, you know, that afternoon whip-around coverage of NFL, he might not return. They're still trying to figure out the contract, and it seems like he has the possibility of going to an NBC, the NBC that he obviously worked with during the Olympics.
And is contractually going to work for the next two Olympics, I think.
Yeah, so I think the Winter Olympics and then the next Summer Olympics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has that, and there's still a possibility also, I think, with speculation in the media industry that with the NBA returning to NBC, that Maria Taylor, who is, you know, kind of helmed that Sunday Night Football host, that she might go and do NBA, and that might open the spot for Hansen to maybe step in NFL-wise. But I feel like that's really going to harm the NFL Red Zone product. I know Andrew Siciliano, who
used to do something similar.
He did
right?
the DirecTV iteration, because there was two separate types of Red Zone. He did the DirecTV version of it, and I think that he's the clear favorite to be tapped. But it just feels like, man, I don't know if that'd be the same if you don't have Scott Hansen helming that.
I don't think it will. You almost associate the Red Zone with, well, you do associate the Red Zone with him and his voice and the way, his excitement and all that. I would actually, I'd kind of like to see him doing other stuff, because I think he's a great broadcaster.
Oh, he's very talented.
And it's not just because he shows all the highlights as they go on any given Sunday. But I would pay him. I would definitely pay him, because he is as much as NFL in terms of like a voice of the NFL. Speaking of you know, NFL Films, of some of the greats that have been in NFL Films, of the old Chris Berman stuff. Like, I'm not saying he's that level. He might be, but I'm not saying he's that level. But you just associate him with the league, and that's good for the league.
All right, I would like to approach the bench in the court of the honorable or dishonorable John P. Lopez.
Oh, I get to make a ruling?
Yes.
All right.
I guess I return to Super Bowl related things. Saquon Barkley obviously gets a lot of love for, one, his first Super Bowl championship, and two, just a phenomenal season. One of the best, in fact, I think the most productive, literally most productive running back seasons that we've seen in the NFL. And with that, you know, whenever the seasons end, teams like, you know, players like supporting their offensive linemen, specifically running backs, good gift or bad gift when it comes to Saquon Barkley for his offensive line, where he partnered with Bud Light and gifted each of his offensive linemen not a beer, not a couple of beers, not a case of beers, but truckloads of Bud Light. Each lineman got a truck of Bud Light for the parade that happens, that's happening today. Good gift, bad gift.
All right, so after listening to all the evidence and watching the videos,
I mean, he also made sure that they were featured on the Tonight Show when Jimmy Fallon had them on.
But that was still good. They were chugging beers.
That's right.
And
like,
they were
like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
They sure were. All right. So here's where my ruling falls.
Okay.
Normally, this court would say it's much more sincere. It resonates much better when it comes out of your own pocket and it's something you personally get your guys.
The judge pocket watching. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I just think it's more sincere. It's more heartfelt. However, this is clearly a Bud Light, you know, produced and sponsored.
It's a sponsorship.
Sponsorship. But it's so good. I'm going to rule in favor of good gift.
It's too much beer.
So what?
Too much beer.
Man.
Anybody what? Taking all the beer? You know what this
that
feels like?
That would suck if somebody on that offensive line didn't drink beer at all.
Well, then
like, what the hell is this?
You know what would be even better, and I don't know if this
or
is
the case. I could keep
you know
truck.
What this feels like?
That's what I was going to say.
I keep the truck.
If you give them the truck and the beer,
that would be fly.
Now we're talking.
Everybody, all the linemen pull up to training camp.
Yeah. Or
to,
I pull up in the Bud Light truck.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's it looked wild. The picture is awesome.
It does. Like, yeah, they got them in the V formation, like a flying V of trucks of beer.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know what that feels like. Shout out to Flight by Yingling giving us 17,000 cases of beer for a week in New Orleans. That's what it felt like. I almost felt obligated. I was like, I feel like I got to keep drinking beer.
I got to keep drinking beer.
I drank more beer than I thought.
Exactly. Just because it was there.
Yeah,
it was like, man, I feel bad. Yeah. We got to drink this beer, man.
Yeah, we got to drink the beer.
Good beer, though.
I still got the case at the house, too.
I do it. Yeah, we had a case to
I
go.
I might go home and drink a beer.
Have a nice cold one. Have a cold one.
And another beer.
Yeah, shout out to Flight by Yingling.
And another beer.
Yeah.
And a margarita. all right, there you go. That's around the NFL here on this Friday.
Shots, anybody? Shots?
Shots of beer?
No, shots.
I was like, but we just talked about all this beer that we got to get. There's a lot of beer we got to drink.
You said beer and margarita. Let's throw a shot in
and
there.
And a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Shots. Shots.
I know Seth is listening right now appreciating this joke that I threw out there. All right, coming up next, let's turn to West Palm Beach for spring training. Where your Astros are, you know, pitchers and catchers have reported a couple of things that are happening out there. But more importantly, now that we have resolution on Alex Bregman, who fills the Bregman-sized leadership void? Not just the on the field, but the leadership void that he leaves. 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday to you. Big on that Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you did something for your significant other, your lady, what have you. On this day, unlike a certain John Lopez, make sure that you make it special.
Hey, plans are percolating.
All right.
Things are in the works.
There's gonna be a follow-up.
I just got to get the right idea.
Hey, I will say this.
Day of, he talking about the right idea.
Hey, don't go on Walgreens today after the show.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Kroger parking lot.
Hey, get you.
It's going to be packed.
Kroger parking lot. They got those tents up with the flowers in them.
I went in the grocery store yesterday. It was packed.
Yeah.
Everybody was hovering around the Valentine's Day area and the meals and all that stuff.
I like when all the cards are picked over and you end up getting your girl, you know, something.
Just the real generic one.
Here's thinking of you.
To my wife, I was thinking of you.
Yeah. Like, instead of the real heartfelt.
At that point, you might as well write a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
Because that card is not going to do what you think it's going to do.
One year I got her one that said, Happy Bar Mitzvah. But, you know, it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not. No, it's not. All right. How about this thought? Who is going to step into the void that Alex Bregman now leaves on this Astros team? And yes, there's the third base, but hey, Isak Paredes will step in and handle, you know, defensively he'll be fine. I think offensively he has the opportunity for those, you know, those shots that there in Wrigley were falling just within the field of play, now have an opportunity to go out over the Crawford boxes. Like, I think that that's an opportunity there. But there's another part, like when we talk about Bregman, yeah, it's the on field and yeah, he has the slow starts and all those things. He came through big in moments and huge leader guy. Like, that was the thing culturally. He was one of the tent poles of the leadership of the culture that you have developed over this arc of what, a decade or so, with this organization. Who steps in and picks that up? Because I think that really is the part that is not seen. That's the part that you're not going to be able to find in the spreadsheets and the WARs and the OPSs and the Bob Ips.
You must hate it.
You're not going to find it in those places. No. I know. And I appreciate the joke, mm-hmm. but it allows me to get to a sentiment of I'm always like, yo, we need to find a way to, with the numbers, you know, quantify sure. things because it helps neutralize this. But these are all human businesses.
Aaron Schatz was saying it on Radio Row. Like, that's the one thing that, as genius as he is, can't really quantify leadership.
100%. It's a human business.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of the things that I got mad at Daryl Morey for was such a long time is that he treated everybody like chess pieces. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's cool to an extent, but you got to remember the human parts of this.
Yeah.
And the human part of it for Bregman is that's a dude who,
he was the center pole.
Hunter Brown.
You say tentpole. He was the center pole.
Yeah. Hunter Brown talks about like his impact. I know Jeremy Pena has talked about the ways in which they would just always talk baseball mm-hmm. when they got together. The fact that the man's, you know, learned Spanish in order to make sure that he could better communicate with his teammates. Like those are the parts of Alex Bregman that I think are, you know, really quilted in, you know, the fabric mm-hmm. of what he means to this organization and makes him an Astros legend. And with that, now that void is there, which group of people, because maybe you don't have one person that steps in and handles all of it, but who steps into that void with this team?
Yeah, look, I have a name that just keeps coming back to me because I'm familiar with his story, and I dug in a little bit yesterday just to kind of reconfirm some of the things I'd heard about him. And it's not one that I think anybody would really, immediately jump to. You heard the promo from... You know,
Area 45. Yeah, listen to those fellas. They're great on baseball
They're terrific on baseball. And
not to say that they're bad on anything else.
They suck at everything else, but they're really good at baseball.
Don't talk no Texans.
But
don't talk no Texans with them.
No. I'm just kidding.
Playing. I hope you are.
But you heard him talking
about. Don't let PC come in here and touch you up because I ain't defending you.
You heard him talking about Yonner Diaz. And I think that's a possibility. And there's other possibilities. And you might be right. It's going to have to. Maybe be at least at the beginning, you know, numerous people sort of fill in that role. But I do want to say that you can't overstate how important Alex Bregman was to that clubhouse.
No.
Like ever.
No.
You know,
no.
He was the center pole, so to speak, of it all. So when you start looking at like, okay, who's going to fill that role? I'm going to Christian Walker.
There's somebody on the text line who feels the same as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And let me explain it. Okay.
Please do, because that's not where I would have gone.
This is a guy that you cannot be as beloved as Alex Bregman has been in Houston, as much, maybe even more, in Arizona. This is a guy that he's 34 years old, so he's been around the block. He kind of took a hard path. Even though he was, you know, two-time champion at South Carolina, by the way, that plays into it. He went to the College World Series twice at South Carolina.
Been to the World Series as well.
Been to the World Series, and that's where I was going with it.
My bad.
When Arizona lost to the Rangers in the 2023 World Series,
correct.
Everyone was saying Christian Walker. That's the guy. That's the guy that, like, there were stories about. You know, people often talk about. Well, he has an open door policy, or his door is always open. His door on road trips was literally open. He propped it open. He would always have pizza.
Reminds me of like college.
Yeah. And like beers and waters or whatever. And guys would just stroll into his room on road trips and just cut it up with him and talk baseball and sort of learn and all that stuff. And here's the other thing about road trips in baseball and why it's so important to have a guy. They're not fly out Saturday morning, come back after the game like the NFL. They're not even, you know, three games in 5 days like in the NBA. They're long road trips.
Yeah, they spend time together.
These dudes
are family more than their actual families are family.
And not only that, but their season is the longest in sports. I mean, it's 162 games. You have to have a league.
Are you saying it's a marathon and not a sprint?
I guess I am. But... Three gold gloves, older guy, revered in Arizona, comes in and there's a space for him to maybe establish himself. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, opening day, but I think he's going to be the leader of this team.
He's new to what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of weird to have somebody come in a place where you have an established culture for a pretty significant amount of time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be like, hey, I am now a leader guy.
Well, I don't think you necessarily stated.
No. I know it's not stated.
Hey,
but
boys,
like,
I'm the leader now.
Right. Yeah. What is that, Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. Like, I don't think that it goes quite like that. But I find it hard to think that he's going to be, like, central in that way. I think that he'll absolutely come in and have a leadership role. But I don't know that I would look at it in that way. But maybe you could be right in that. I don't know. I keep tending towards, although from the 619 here on the text line, someone said Lance McCullers, which is when if he's healthy.
Figgy can't even help himself.
As what? As a leader?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's healthy, maybe. Like, that's one of the things that's tough about sports is that when you get injured, we were talking about this with Garrett Wallow on Super Bowl Radio Row. He, this past season, dealt with, you know, having a pectoral injury and it kept him away from his squad. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're in a different group. You're not amongst the guys. And so if Lance McCullers can actually get in there and do things, he'd be useful. In fact, I think he was talking actually earlier today. Mm-hmm. Joe Espada was talking about wanting him to get a chance, and he was talking about maybe hopefully getting in a little bit of throwing during spring training, mm-hmm, headed into the regular season. So, like, if you are to believe what the organization and what Lance says about himself, maybe you actually see him relatively early in the season. I understand. I'm trying to put all the verbal asterisks that I can on this.
Hold on. Is this 2025, 2024, 2023, or 2022? Right. Which year is this?
All right.
Okay. And back to the leadership thing.
I think that Jeremy Pena is
a candidate.
It seemed like that would be the perfect person because, mm-hmm, he did come in as a rookie, won the World Series,
mm-hmm, huge, and had a huge role in that series.
MVP.
Yes.
And it seemed like now this is that time for him to step up. Bregman's gone. So it seemed like that would be the perfect person to step up in that role.
They did the HEB commercials together. Mm-hmm. Clearly that matters a whole bunch. No, but on a serious level, like, They were teammates on the left or on the right, no, left side of that infield. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to do the letters.
Which way you're looking?
That's right. But there are the teammates on that side of the infield, and like, they have a lot of conversations. I recall like them talking about, or Pena talking about how, mm-hmm, they would get together and just talk baseball a whole bunch. And I imagine that, like, you would hope that some of that has siphoned to Pena, who is at one of those, you know, historically important positions, but, mm-hmm, as a dude who, he is also a tie to the history. I know that Altuve would be one of those guys you think of, but I don't know how much.
Well, that's part of it with
that
me.
That shifts, yeah.
Like when you look at, okay, who's going to step into the leadership role? I think Jeremy Pena is a candidate. I think Yonner Diaz is a candidate. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying put a pin in this because I think we're going to be here, you know, come, you know, June, July, August, saying, boy, Walker has really been the guy here. I really feel that. And part of it is process of elimination. Altuve is not that guy.
Yeah.
He's just not. I mean, he's respected beyond words. He, you know, obviously produces, et cetera. But he's just, I mean, Adam Spillane repeatedly talks about, like, no, you know, he just does his job and he's respected.
Right. Leader in action and how he works.
Yeah. I don't think Jordan is that guy. I think Jordan is just a freak, that does his job.
He is a menace. That's what he is.
And not necessarily like rallies the troops, so to speak. I don't think Fromber is that guy.
Yeah.
So it kind of narrows it down to like Pena and Yonner. But I think Walker is just so respected. Three straight gold gloves, carried a team to the World Series. He's been there. He's older. You know, he's 34 going on 35. I really feel like he's going to sort of establish himself in that role.
I do think that's a good point. Yeah. I think looking at Walker, I think we can look at Walker like Joe Mixon when he came in. Because
maybe Stephon Diggs was a comparison that was made on the text line.
But see, when Joe Mixon came in, he wasn't even voted as a captain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then as the season went on, he stepped up as a guy. And I think he eventually became captain, right?
He became a captain. Remember, so it was a big deal for him then.
Yeah, I think when it was nut cutting time, then that's when I do think Walker can step up.
I
like
do.
That
I really do.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's going to be necessary. I just really hope that you have that, like, you can continue. This is the, you know, the dynasty conversation we were having yesterday. You can continue that culture because the culture mattered,
mm-hmm,
and it always matters, but it mattered a good amount in how this team came to get to the places that they have. And so you hope that you have that same place. And somebody said Pena can't be that because of performances and all that. Well, I mean, I understand that the batting needs to find some consistency. He needs to lay off that slider. I know that the slider ends up giving him a lot of hell.
Yeah.
But like, the performance on the diamond is usually pretty damn good. Outside of last year, he had a little bit of slippage defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of respect for what he is and like the way that he works in that clubhouse. I think that that's the part that matters a lot. But I understand, like, if he is not doing what he needs to do, it's tough to like focus on getting yourself right and also be a voice of leadership in the clubhouse. One way or another, I think I'm super intrigued to hear what the likes of Sean Seth and Spo say when they get out to West Palm Beach And what is that? About 10 days at this point, or less. In fact, it's no 10 days, because I'm also have to consider the weekends. but yeah, 10 days they'll be out there in West Palm Beach, and I imagine that they'll be able to get the sights and sounds, the benefits of them being out there. It's not just, hey, what are we seeing in spring training games and what are we hearing on social media? It'll be, what are they seeing being around the club? And I think that that will give us some insight into what this club looks like going forward. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on this Friday. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, seems like a race is going to happen. Let's talk about it next.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, it's Valentine's Day. It's a Friday, and it is time to do a little What's Poppin' in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope you got some for your significant other settled.
What'd you do?
Yeah, what you got planned?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. Piling on over here.
Y'all go. All right, here it comes. Y'all gonna laugh at me. Moms is coming to town. I'm spending the weekend with moms.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, like mama's boy and all that.
Because you're not, let's just put it all out there. You're not seeing someone regularly?
You ain't got the pressure on you.
I'm not unequally yoked. No, I'm not. I'm out here, but yeah.
Ladies?
Haven't seen mom in a little bit, so I wanted to see mom.
We should set Reggie up for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we should do a little
Let's set Reggie up for Valentine's Day.
I think Sally on the YouTube was trying to set me up at one point. She was like, are you single? And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what's happening right now.
Sally's married.
No, I know she's married.
Yeah.
Also, that has to stop people sometimes. But that's I understand. Yeah, Sally's a great person.
That don't mean a damn thing.
But no.
What's popping is we got to get Reggie.
That is not
a date
for Valentine's. Screw all this other stuff
ladies,
we got on the rundown.
Ladies,
man.
If you're single.
I am nice and wholesome, and I want to spend time with my mama this weekend. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Figgy, start thinking about how you would help Reggie on this Valentine's Day while I do this. Ladies. He's a really good dude. He was raised right. That's what I always tell people about Reggie. You can tell he's been raised right. I think he'll respect you. A handsome man.
I don't like what we're doing here.
Reggie is a handsome man.
Are we doing like the video? is this the like back in the 90s when they did the video dating service before we got all these apps?
There's not a whole lot I can say negative about Reggie. Other than you probably are going to be watching far too much sports on three sports TVs.
That's technically true. I could sacrifice a TV for Love is Blind or whatever y'all trying to do. That's a possibility.
What else can we add here, Reggie? I mean, Figgy?
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's just lunch. Let's just set up a lunch, man, after the show.
Yeah, we got to do that, man. We ain't have a single person on this station in a very long time.
We got a lot of
single
ladies.
Yeah, and I feel
ladies.
It. I feel the energy. Y'all all trying to live vicariously through the boy. Y'all trying to live. LeBron was trying to get me out here. Yeah. I don't know what Ron, out in New Orleans, he was trying to get me out here.
Yeah,
man. No, I feel him, man. I've been off the market since 2009.
One more question for you. Because our ladies want to know this.
No, they don't. They do not care.
They really do. And then we'll get to the rest of what's popping.
And I know for certain the guys are like, we do not care. Move it along.
What is your idea of a romantic night?
Well, you see, you know, first.
I'm serious.
First, we start by firing up NFL Pro.
Okay.
And going and watching back some film, you know what I mean? Breaking down various different coverages and such.
Yeah.
Seeing what kind of pass protection the Texans are utilizing and not utilizing.
Yeah.
And then we circle around doing a little research, checking on some VORPs.
All right, scratch. And some just wars forget everything I said.
And some EPAs.
What's your idea of a perfect date?
Okay. So first.
That's different.
First and foremost. We fire up the Zach Lowe podcast.
Good Lord Almighty.
And Lowe Post podcast, listening a little bit about what's happening around the National Basketball Association.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And fair enough, 832 might not get a word in with Reggie. That is fair.
Yeah.
That is fair as a possibility.
UCLA, Indiana tonight.
That's right. That is the men's basketball side, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of good women's basketball games this weekend as well. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that later. But no, let's get into what's actually popping.
This guy is helpless.
What actually matters.
He's hopeless.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't claim to be anything else. Hey, this is something that important matters for the dear sports fans out there, as opposed to trying to talk about my love life. Those of y'all that have YouTube
TV,
I feel for you, because it seems like this is happening more and more often of late. In the space where we're streaming and we're cord cutting and such, where YouTube TV is apparently about to drop Paramount channels. That's another coverage dispute pops up in the world of media, and Paramount is a parent company that owns CBS Sports Network and everything. I feel like the CBS portion of this is probably the biggest one, but it seems like they've had a coverage dispute and everything, and now they're about to have they're about to have a situation where Paramount networks are dropped from YouTube TV, and that matters. Why, Lopez?
I wasn't listening.
The month of March is the month of March is right around the corner. What happens in March, Lopez?
That would be madness.
March madness.
Where does that typically show up?
CBS and CBS affiliated stations.
And obviously, these things happen intentionally, right? They set up these contracts to line up with the big things that they think are going to force these companies to make decisions. Like we saw this with the NFL as well. We see this with, you know, when they line up and they're like, hey, we're coming up on big things, right? Mm-hmm. ESPN also had this happen with DirecTV running up to, what was it that they were running? It was running up to the NFL, right? Running up to the start of the season, because they're like, hey, you want to miss Monday Night Football? Because I don't think you want to miss Monday Night Football. Similarly, I think CBS and Paramount are trying to do the same thing with YouTube TV. And what stinks is that the viewers, the people on the outside that don't really have much opportunity to change this besides calling people and being like, hey, I would really like you to get this figured out.
Yeah.
You just have to hope that these companies come to terms and you don't end up on the outside looking in, missing the thing that you actually want to see.
Well, how about those people? And we got a text earlier, I believe it was, it might have been on the YouTube stream, saying, I just got YouTube. You know, I just got it. For the singular purpose of March Madness and the Masters.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because the Masters is a little bit further
April's
out.
April's right after the Final Four.
I don't think we make it through the Final Four without this being resolved.
I mean,
there's no way.
We've said that before.
Yeah, and these companies...
We've said that in the city before.
Yeah, that's fair. These companies are getting... Like, it used to be that these big ticket... You know, situations would force the hand of one way or another, and they'd acquiesce. But I think the money is becoming so it's becoming so tenuous where the people who have the broadcast rights are extracting so much money from the companies that are like, you know, whether it's YouTube TV or DirecTV or whatever. Yeah. They're like, hey, we might not even be able to make money on this. And of course, that's extreme. But like, they're not going to make nearly as much money as they would want to. Not even close. With the amount of money that they're trying to draw with from subscribers and stuff, it feels like we're really moving to a place where these companies are going to have to go direct to consumer because the middleman is being squeezed entirely out in these situations.
I think that is exactly where we're going. By the way, Sally has weighed in on YouTube, Figgy.
What up, Sally?
Yeah. I work with a beautiful young lady who thinks Reggie is the end-all, be-all. She's a huge sports fan and a professional.
Ooh, okay.
All right, there's entry
there
number
we go.
One. There's entry number one. And can anybody top that?
Nobody's
trying. We need two more contestants.
I'm
sorry, listen. I know that there are so many
no,
listeners
no, no. Guys
that are like, I do not care.
Guys love making you uncomfortable.
Y'all do not care.
Yeah, and
what we should do, we should set a date up. Lopez can pay for the date. I could be there getting the content.
Here's the deal. I will.
And we can put it up on Sports Radio 610.
I will pay for the date. We get all three of them to call in, maybe Monday or Tuesday. We have a little back and forth, you know, dating game style with three contestants. Sally, we'll get your girl's information, and we'll let Reggie pick the winner.
We're not doing a 1 p.m. dating game on 610. Why do y'all care?
1 p.m.
Y'all know y'all don't care.
1 p.m. Tuesday, we're doing a dating game.
I will get all the content.
Is this what being bullied feels like? I think I'm being bullied.
And I'll pay for the date. Boom.
Hey, you better choose State 48.
No, I said I'll pay for the date. I'll give you a budget. 48. I'll give you a budget.
Remind me to keep my love life far away from both of y'all. All right. How about this when it comes down to it? I was getting my bag talking sports TV stuff, and y'all just want to be some dorks. All right, fine. How about this? Because this gets the people going. I don't know if y'all are like me, but I feel like we all come to the table when it comes to a foot race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a foot race is the purest form of competition in my imagination.
I love it.
And it seems like we might get that with an NFL star and an Olympic athlete. Y'all know the Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles has been going back and forth, talking that talk. Right, with all of that. And now it seems like we might actually get this to happen. Tyreek Hill has been saying for more than 6 months that he could beat Noah Lyles in a race. And so it seems like they might actually have this thing coming to a head. It started in August, where we've gotten to this point, and it seems like they might actually race. So the distance that might make the most sense for these two is probably a 60 between that 40, you know, that 40 yard dash that, you know, the Tyreek Hill run, and then like 100 100 meter that that Noah Lyles is. In fact, didn't he win gold at 100 in the Olympics?
Yeah.
So like the 60 meter seems like it might be the best space, but it looks like we're gonna have an opportunity to have these guys race it out and actually see what it looks like. Noah Lyle said, it's time to end this debate. And of course, shout out to people for getting this to happen. And Tyreek said, time to shut your mouth and take your lunch money.
Yeah.
So is it 60 for sure?
I'm not sure. We still haven't gotten this. And that's the thing.
I wouldn't like it if it was 60, man.
So what would make you happy?
50 is fair.
50 meters? 50 meters
is fair.
50 meters feels like it leans more towards Tyreek.
I think 40 yards leans toward Tyreek.
Actually, how many
60
yards?
60 meters leans, or yards even, leans more toward anything over 60, Noah's going to smoke him. Like, absolutely smoke him.
And that's why I thought, like, 60 is the nice play, because the 40-yard dash is 36 meters thereabouts, so finding, like, that middle spot between that just straight, quick burst speed
and of Tyreek, that shorter. Tyreek may smoke him at 40 yards, because Noah
he's notoriously a slow starter.
But see, Tyreek is the one. Didn't Tyreek call him out pretty much saying he's faster than him?
Who did it first? I don't remember. I think it was Tyreek.
If it was Tyreek that was kind of calling him out, felt like he could beat him at his own game.
Yeah. Then he needs to go 100?
I think so.
He'll get smoked at 100 meters. But I think 50 meters, 60 yards is about roughly the same. I don't know the math.
60 yards is shorter than 60 meters.
Yeah, 60 yards. I'm saying 50 meters or 60 yards. That's about the same distance. Something in there would probably be the best race. Yeah, it'd probably be about the best race.
And that's a good point. Noah Lyles does have the gold medal in the 60-yard dash as well. So, like, this, and that's indoor. But, yeah.
I ain't know that part. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but I think the 60 meters would be the way to go. Mm-hmm. Either way, I just want to see it happen. Yeah. In fact, like, I want to see them run the whole gamut. Like, give me the 60-meter, come back around a little bit, take a little time, maybe a couple weeks, come back around, give me the 100, come back around, let me see that 40-yard dash. I want to see all of it. I just want to see this. Like, this is the kind of spectacle I can get behind.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're both runners, just
absolutely.
In different sorts.
This is better than any of those contrived boxing matches.
100%.
Like that stupid, you know, John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes scene. I have less than 0% interest.
Oh, I'm not watching.
I didn't even want to see them fight on the spot right there.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah.
Two old-ass men.
Yeah. I've lied to myself many times on some of these spectacles. Like, I lied to myself that I wasn't going to watch Mayweather-Pacquiao. I watched it. I lied to myself that I wasn't going to watch Tyson and Paul.
Yeah.
I watched it. Yeah. I'm not watching that, Joel.
No, I'm not watching that.
I will draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. But this one I'll watch. This one I would watch. From the 281, Reggie is single because no woman can stand a 77-degree apartment.
That's right.
Oh, correct.
He's going to get catfished.
Oh.
We're going to make sure he don't get catfished.
No, Figgy will make sure.
Y'all not going to do anything. Like, I hope that y'all know that this is all in your imagination.
This is happening. No. The contracts are signed.
No, this is
happening.
This is majority rule.
Contracts? I signed nothing.
Yeah, majority rules.
It's signed.
Three-person show, two say yes.
You got to do it for content, man.
Sorry, bro.
You signed up for this show, man.
It's majority rules.
I will not be there. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Valentine's Day.
It's not a charity case. I feel like Reggie thinks that it's a charity case. No, we're on your side.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want you to do
that. You don't want us on your side?
No, not at all. I feel like I'm good going ISO. All right, coming up next, let's go with this. Let's get here. Because I know there's a lot of people that do not care. How about, I think we all care about the text.
Look at the text board, because they all care.
All right, whatever. I appreciate the sentiment, I guess. But Nick Kalen, new offensive coordinator of the team, right? We talked about whether we liked it, how we appreciated and took in the opening introductory press conference. But if Nick Kalen can do these things, the offense should be better. What are those things? Lopez will tell you next.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.